Okay, so last time we were together, we're on page 18, Siman Kof Chav Ches, B'yom Ratzisham Mem Dalad. So, again, we're talking about Duchenne. Last time we were together, we talked about a Kohen is in Avelos. So we saw a discussion, could he Duchenne, could he not, when could he Duchenne? And the Machlokes Pin Lacham Ramah. That brings us to Mem Dalad, maybe one of the most famous seifim in this discussion. So Machaber starts off by saying, "Koin afal pi she'ein shuhu panoi, no says kapov. A koin, even though he is not married, he's single, he could dochen." So you'll see, why would you think not? But that just shows where we are. So the Rama says, the second opinion says he doesn't dochen. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, we'll see in a second. Why? So Rama continues, Dashroi belo isha, shor belo simcha, because Chazal say that a man who is not married does not have simcha, is not happy. And, as we'll see, the Kohen who's duchening has to be happy. We're going to see the segue into that, into a very interesting idea. So therefore, the second opinion says that, so therefore he can't duchen, because he's missing an important ingredient. The ingredient is simcha, so I'm happy. Mishnah Berurah brings down that everyone agrees that if the Cohen's wife is not there, she's somewhere, not with him, she's somewhere else, but he's married, but she's just not there then, so he could dochen. Everyone agrees. And the Rama continues, V'nagu shenosa the kapov. But the Rama continues that the custom is that that he dochens anyways. Even though he's not married, he dochens anyways. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because even though we said before, last time we got together, that Kohen Rachman Salam is on an Avelus, right? So we saw that if he's in Avelus, he can't dochen, according to the Machaber. According to the Ramah, even for a parent during 12 months, he shouldn't dochen. Why? He's not besimcha. He's not happy. So that's the connection between the last halakha and this one. So even though there we say that everyone agrees that a Kohen who's in Avelus should not duchen because he's not happy, so Mishnah Berurah says the difference is that afal pi she'eino b'simcha. So here, even though the guy who's single is not b'simcha, and also by Avelus he's also not b'simcha, so by Avelus we say he can't duchen. So why doesn't everybody agree that a Kohen who's not married can't duchen? Answer is mikol makom. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, there's a difference. And a shorui bitzar. Difference is, depends on how you look at it. By Avelus, a person is sad. A person's in a status of sadness. Over here, he's not in a status of sadness, he's just missing the simcha. Right, it sounds yeshivish, right? You know, what's the integral point? Is it that you don't have simcha, or is it that you're in a state of sadness? The difference between the two. So that's exactly the point the Mishnah Berurah says. Over here, he's not in a state of sadness, he's just missing the simcha. But by Avelos, the person's in, let's say, a positive negative. In other words, he's actually bitzar, so then everyone agrees he can't duchen. Okay, now, we're getting a little late. So, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow, hopefully, we'll extend this a little bit. And that will be getting into the famous idea, which you know, I'm sure everybody was wondering, and that is, we've seen before that the Machaber says that you duchen every day. We don't, right? We only duchen on Yom Tovim. And even on Yom Tovim, we only duchen at Musaf. So we're going to see in Meretz Hashem tomorrow how that connects into what we're talking about now, about a Kohen who's single, should he duchen, could he not duchen? And again, we're going to get into the whole idea about why is it that Ashkenazim, we're going to see the Rama continue, why Ashkenazim duchen so little? Because again, if you connect everything together, go all the way back to the beginning of Kochav Ches, we saw this as a mitzvah saseh. There's a positive mitzvah to duchen. So all of a sudden, well, what happened to that mitzvah saseh? So it only applies by Yom Tov, you don't see that. So why all of a sudden, what happened to that mitzvah saseh, that positive mitzvah all of a sudden disappeared? And what does that have to do with simcha? What does that have to do with this? So Mirz Hashem, we'll get to that a little longer tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, we'll get into that.